This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. A beautiful evening to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Qatar is facing a strategic shock in energy and influence crisis following 700 Iranian missile and drone attacks during the Iran war. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that without Israeli action, Iran's nuclear sites would have become new Auschwitz. This was reported by I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, talks between Israel and Lebanon are set for Thursday, with hopes for saving Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom a short time ago. Separately, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu praised the U.S. as a great friend, carrying Western civilization on its back. I-24 News covered this story. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Jacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about an IDF soldier's actions towards a statue of Jesus, condemning it while criticizing the organized campaign around it. In a post from earlier today, I-24News_EN reported Trump's statement that the U.S. will maintain a naval blockade on Iran until a deal is reached. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, posted just now that former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen warns against trusting Iran despite recent Israeli successes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Qatar, the Jerusalem Post reports a significant crisis after facing a barrage of Iranian missile and drone attacks. These attacks targeted U.S. bases in Qatar, but resulted in no civilian casualties. The situation raises concerns over Qatar's energy stability and regional influence. Turning to Netanyahu's comments, I-24 News highlights the Prime Minister's strong words on Iran's nuclear ambitions. He emphasized the critical role of Israel and the U.S. in safeguarding Western civilization. These remarks were made during the opening of Remembrance Day, underscoring the gravity of the situation. Meanwhile, discussions between Israel and Lebanon are set to resume on Thursday. Israel Hayom reveals that these talks are separate from the ongoing negotiations between Iran and the U.S. The Lebanese president expressed hope for saving Lebanon, indicating the stakes involved. The announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon by Trump, reported by Axios, comes at a politically sensitive time. This move could play a role in Trump's broader peace strategy with Iran. It presents a potential shift in regional dynamics. Finally, Netanyahu praised the U.S.'s role alongside Israel in a shared burden of Western civilization defense. This comment from I-24 News reflects the deep diplomatic ties and mutual reliance between the two nations. Turning to business and markets, first, Globes discusses whether it's time to buy dollars, with experts divided over the shekel-dollar exchange rate. They also express caution due to the U.S. bond market situation. Separately, CTEC reports that Shutterfly plans to shut down its Israel operations, affecting 80 employees as part of a global restructuring. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the low dollar rate benefits Israelis with cheaper flight tickets and purchases from foreign websites, but warns of potential shipment delays. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.